He who dare wins is the motto of the British SAS, and that kicks off our newsletter for this week. Let's jump into the lowdown.
Sam Lodge, stroke 8, nose 5, low. Got the stroke 3, defending, nose.
July 15th, 2016, 8 years ago, Turkey experienced a coup attempt. The coup attempt resulted in the deaths of over 300 people and over 2,000 people being wounded. Looking at it from the Air Force side of the house, it fell on both sides of the coup attempt, with F-16s attempting to find, locate, and target and destroy the presidential plane, which had the president on it at the time, as well as F-16s trying to protect it. Coup plotters used F-16s to target strategic location and conduct low shows of force with sonic booms, trying to disrupt and overthrow the government. Ultimately, they failed. Loyalists quickly responded and were able to recapture air bases and stop the coup attempt. But remember, Turkey was in the F-35 program at the time. They were slated to get their first F-35s in the next couple of years. In fact, they had already sent one or two pilots to the United States to begin training in the F-35. I was actually in Fort Worth in 2018 and saw the first F-35 going down the line. It had the Turkish flag on it. Turkey would ultimately be removed from the program as a result of them aligning more closely with Russia and trying to buy the S-400 surface-to-air missile system. Why is this a big deal? Why was that the ultimate kill shot? We can't have the S-400 system, which is going to be supported by the Russians, that's collecting data on a daily basis if Turkey is flying F-35s as well as utilizing the S-400 system. So those things are just incompatible. Now, Turkey went on its own and developed its own indigenous fifth generation fighter, which took flight this year in February, the Khan, as it's called.
Kind of looks like a
raptor.
Over to the flight line for aviation news, July 9th. A 777 from Milan to Brazil, a Latinum 777-300 was taking off and had a tail strike. And by tail strike, I mean they drug a groove, it appears, down the runway. Let's take a quick look at this video before we jump any further into the newsletter. So here they rotate, and you can see the tail strike starting to occur. No idea the distance on this tail strike, but they go a considerable ways, probably 1,200 feet or so down the runway. Scraping the tail. Not where you want to be in life. A Delta flight from Detroit to Amsterdam diverted into JFK on the way because 12 passengers became sick up in business class from food poisoning. July 2nd, Varesh Airlines had a maintenance run being done on one of its engines on a 737-500. The cowling was open. A maintenance worker went to go retrieve those tools but came too close to the intake, was ingested, and ultimately killed. If you're wondering where Varesh Airlines is located, you're probably not flying it because it's located in Iran. So there you go. A former airline pilot, Ryan Forbes, has pleaded guilty to obstructing an NTSB, that's a National Transportation Safety Board investigation. This was from a 2022 mishap where he was flying a PT-17 Stearman and hit a power line and subsequently crashed. He holds type ratings in the A320, the 757, 737, 767, and 777. According to filings on June 3rd, the passenger, after they were rescued, quoted Forbes as saying, "I can't believe this just happened. This is a $200,000 plane and now it's all gone. I have to tell the insurance company it was an engine failure or they won't cover us." Not a great day. Two regional jets almost collided out of New York. I saw this on YouTube originally as a dash cam footage, I believe from a police cruiser. So it's kind of grainy footage and tough to tell, but the FAA is investigating it because obviously it was an incident of some kind. Sounds like it stems from an aircraft landing and one taking off. The aircraft landing appears to have questioned its landing clearance. So I'm guessing those pilots, since they didn't have enough distance between the aircraft taking off ahead of them and the one landing, they initiated a go around after being directed to cancel their landing clearance while the aircraft on the runway began its takeoff roll. So you have one rolling down the runway and one going around and they're climbing into one another. That's a terrible example, but they're both climbing into one another. So you can see where that creates some spicy situations. Boeing is just knocking it out of the park yet again. NASA astronauts on the Boeing Starliner are now approaching day 40 of their originally planned 8-day journey into space. The NASA astronauts have been stranded in orbit due to technical difficulties, but remain confident that Boeing will fix the issue. Speaking of fixing issues, let's talk about today's sponsor, Aurora. We really don't want to get to the point where we have to fix our credit because our identity has been stolen.
I am never going to financially recover from this.
Aurora does a great job going out there and protecting you out there in the digital space. We give our information to companies each and every day. I was the recent recipient of the good news that my data was part of the Ticketmaster data breach, where over 560 million customers had their information stolen by hackers. How did I find out about this? It wasn't from Ticketmaster, but it was from Aurora, who notified me that my information was out there on the dark web as a result of this data breach. Now, fast forward 2 months, Ticketmaster has finally come around and sent an email out this week saying, "Hey, oh, by the way, your information was leaked. We're sorry."
My bad.
Aurora gives me that peace of mind knowing that if my information does get out there in a data breach, I'm going to be notified. I've talked about the data brokerages having my data when I first signed up with Aurora, where it identified over 60 data brokerages that had my information. They go right to work removing your information from those various data brokerages. Again, I wouldn't know how to go about doing it, let alone have enough time to go out there and figure out how to do it. They take care of it. They also have a whole suite of other tools, including VPN, password management, etc. You can check them out. Absolutely free, risk-free, cancel anytime. You can use the link down below. You get 14 days free. At a minimum, go check and see if your data is out there. And if you don't like it, cancel and move on. But if protecting your data and protecting yourself in the digital space isn't your thing, no big deal. Hats off to you. We wish you luck. We'll see you out there. Jumping into defense, the KC-46 completed its first around-the-world nonstop flight. 45 hours, it refueled C-17s and B-2s while it was doing its around-the-world flight with this crew, where they were monitored for their performance capabilities, physiological capabilities, etc. Now, I have General Minahan scheduled to come on the podcast at the end of this month, which will be interesting to talk to him about, obviously, the Pacific fight, how AMC fits into this piece, because it's a big puzzle. It's a big problem set to go out there and solve, so it'll be interesting to have him on the podcast. The Pentagon will continue to develop the new ICBM upgrade program. This hit the pause button because of a Nunn-McCurdy breach. I have a link to the Afterburn podcast blog where it gives some more insight into Nunn-McCurdy breach and what that is, but it required Congress to review and give it the green light. Originally scheduled in about $77 billion, the program's already at $160 billion. There's a lot of things that go into it, like, for instance, back in the day when we buried all these silos out in the West, there weren't towns and people. Now there's a bunch of people in town, so you're dealing with a whole lot of red tape, a whole lot of real estate issues, a whole slew of things trying to go through not only upgrading the equipment, which is incredibly technical and complicated, but also just the admin or the logistics piece of upgrading these sites that now have towns and people in between them and around them, etc. Also of note, I just completed a visit up to Y-12 complex of an Oak Ridge, where all of our nuclear secondaries from World War II on were generated out of. So I have an episode or several episodes that are coming out. Look for those towards the end of August, beginning of September, as I go through and edit those. All right, we're knocking it back on with F-35 deliveries. You might say, hey, I thought we were always just delivering F-35s. Well, no, in fact, F-35s have been stacking up in the parking lot out there in Fort Worth. And this is a result of issues with the TR-3 upgrade to F-35, which absolutely brings more capabilities and enhancements to the F-35. The Pentagon has approved a truncated version of TR-3. Initially, these jets will be used for training, and by 2025, they say they will be fully combat capable. Another individual has been charged with obstructing an investigation. This is an engineer. If you remember the Marine KC-130 that threw a blade off one of its engines and the plane crashed over Mississippi, killed 15 Marines and one Navy corpsman, led to the grounding of all the old C-130s, so not the J models. Well, it turns out an engineer by the name of James Fisher has been charged for obstructing the investigation. He allegedly made false statements concerning documents to his engineering decisions. Be interesting to see how this one plays out. I would imagine this guy is not the only one who was read into this. Like, I'm sure he wasn't sitting in a room by himself just scribbling these plans together and saying, yep, it's good. You would think there'd be more eyes or more people that were at play when it came to the engineering of these blades and keeping these planes flying. So we'll see how that one plays out as well. As we wrap up here, we're taking a snapshot around the globe. Chinese military ships have been spotted off the coast of Alaska. They were escorted off by U.S. Coast Guard vessels. I think this is just interesting because we do hear about the Russians and the Chinese always poking at our airspace. This is the first time, and I know it's happened with the Chinese military vessels kind of poking into our waters. Not uncommon to have Chinese ships, et cetera, up and down the coast. Obviously, there's ships that are delivering goods, et cetera. But also there are ships that go up and down the coast that maybe don't look like warships that are doing things as well. That would kind of feeling Cold War-esque around here as all these things are popping up. But Russia sent the frigate as well as a nuclear submarine to Cuba, and it is showcasing the strengthening ties, or the renewed strengthening ties, between Russia and Cuba. You start looking back at history and seeing all the conflicts go. I know I'm guilty when I think about World War II, realizing that these things play out over years and even decades coming together and boiling over with a single event or a couple significant events. Crazy times, it seems like. But again, who knows? I hope everyone's doing well. If you want a copy of the newsletter, click the link down below. It's free. See you next time.
Your online security has never been more important. Recently, hackers stole over 2.9 billion records from National Public Data. You might be asking yourself, what's National Public Data? Well, that's the service that private investigators, companies, and staffing services all use to do background checks. This information is now in the hands of hackers who say they're going to give away this information for free. I use a company called Aura to make sure that whenever my data pops up in places I don't want, I get notified immediately. They also go right to work trying to remove your information from data brokers, as well as they offer a whole host of other tools. And should the worst case happen, they offer up to $5 million in identity theft protection insurance. Protect yourself and your family today with Aura. You can use the link down below and get a 14-day free trial, and this will be enough time for Aura to go out there, scan the web, and see what information is out there that you really don't want. You can go to aura.com/afterburn or click the link down below in the description again to get 14 days free.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.